Would you say that again now? What was it?
Midwife or
grand woman. All right. And then if a boy has facial features, you know, very much like his
father, you'd say he really
resembles his father.
And if he has behaves like his father, you'd say he really
acts like his father.
Sure. And you say that woman had a hard life. Her husband died when right after the children were born, and she, those children all by herself.
She
had the grand woman. She's had a hard time. I think.
Okay. And then a child who's born out of wedlock is called a
bastard.
Yeah. Now, what I was interested in more than that,
you know,
you've heard that expression.
Sure. But the term, I was wondering if there are any kind of humorous terms that you've ever heard, especially out in the country, they might use instead of that. Some kind of a colt or. You ever hear of a field colt or a
woods colt?
Yeah, okay, that's just what I meant. Now, if your brother had a son, he'd be your
nephew.
Yeah, and if a child's parents were dead, that child would be a
orphan.
Right. And the court then might have to appoint a
guardian.
And all the people related to you, you'd call them your
relatives.
And you'd say, although she has the same name as I do, and she might look a lot like me, as far as I know, she's no
relation.
Right. How about the use of the word kin?
Well, no kin or no relation.
No kin or no relation. Now, the two sisters, Lazarus's two sisters were
Mary and Martha.
Yeah, and there was a girl, a fairly common girl's name. It starts with an N, and there was a song, "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
Nelly.
Yeah. And if a boy's what are your boys' names? We just
James.
Rod. Rodman.
Uh-huh. Now you're what you tell me your first name was. Okay. Now what did they call you when you were a little boy?
Ed.
Now if they used your first name though, they would have called. Might have called you
son.
Well, your first name.
Yeah, oh,
your first name is
William.
William. Well, they never did call me by my first name.
Yes, but if they
had, might have called me Bill.
Or a little bitty boy, they might call him little
kid.
Or Bill. Little Bill.
Bill.
Yeah. Well, how about a
goat? There are two kinds
of goats. The female goat is sometimes called a nanny goat, and a male goat is called a
billy goat.
All right. And then the first book, first gospel is, first of the gospels is
Matthew.
Yeah. And an untrained part-time preacher, a person who really isn't very reliable or very respectable, but he kind of, you know, pretends that he's a preacher.
He won't know what to get him going, Jack Lake preacher.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Now, is that what that would? Did I describe that pretty well, or would there?
What does a Jack Lake
preacher mean to you?
Well, all preachers, he's a preacher, he isn't a preacher, however they're called, it means to me.
Uh-huh.
But the Jack Lake preacher's expression of flourish, not very well.
Uh-huh.
Up on the Bible, I'd say.
I see. Would you ever use that term jackleg with anybody else other than a preacher? Have you ever heard of either
maybe carpenters or lawyers?
Jackleg, carpenter, lawyer, and so on.
Or how about a doctor?
Same thing.
Uh-huh.